WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Virtuoso Toumana Diabaté is a member of an elite musician family in Mali and claims to descend from 54 generations of griots, or traditional song storytellers. During the last 20 years, Diabaté has become the most well-known promoter of the 21-stringed harp-like instrument called the kora. He's done duets with bluesman Taj Mahal and the late world music star Ali Farka Touré. And he leads an international fusion big band called the Symmetric Orchestra. Now he's released the Mandé Variations, his second solo kora album since his 1988 debut. Critic Milo Miles has a review.
Toumana Diabaté is a captivating modernist musician. He's restless but precise, an experimenter who follows no trends. He avoids synthesizers and syndrums, but makes it clear that he's heard and appreciates them. At bottom, however, he's an advocate of the kora, a 300-year-old West African instrument that I am sure will become more popular with Western audiences as time goes on. Diabaté's brilliant The Mandé Variations will certainly help. Kora is often compared to the harp or sometimes flamenco guitar. But while its tone is harp-like, the kora isn't really like any other instrument. It features a large resonator made from the calabash gourd and a long neck with 21 strings attached, now often made from fishing line. Though only four fingers are used to play it, the effect is like a piano, with thumbs stating rhythm and melody, the index fingers adding variations and improvisations. This explains why solo kora performances can be so complete and satisfying. It also hints that the instrument is tricky to record. Produced by Nick Gold and recorded and mixed by Jerry Boys, The Mandé Variations is the most meticulously recorded kora album I have heard. It reveals new layers of vitality and resonance. Some tracks take off from very traditional numbers, including one recorded by Diabaté's revered father, Siddiqui. A couple others, such as this tribute to Ali Farka Touré, were improvised from scratch in the studio. Diabaté readily acknowledges that he incorporates his impression of Senegalese drums, Indian sitar, and yes, flamenco guitar into his playing here. But stylistic analysis is beside the point. What matters about the Mandé Variations is that it enchants you. Diabaté's wordless storytelling, his flights of imagination, and particularly the deep, meditative quality of many passages rewards repeated listening. For example, he has recorded the basic tune of Cantilos at least twice before, but never with such probing authority, even though he begins it with a joking wink. The website of his British label, World Circuit, includes a snappy short film about Diabaté and even some footage of Cora's being built. Diabaté explains how he always intended to expand the Cora's range, and his solo albums show his progress vividly. On his debut, Kyra, he was a gifted youngster. With the Mandé variations, he's set to change the future of his instrument.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. He reviewed the Mandé variations from Tumana Diabaté.